Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients do over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
So a question I get a lot is, Marquell, what were the transferable skills that you brought from the streets that you actually use in legitimate business that help you become successful? I get that question a lot, and I got a very, very interesting answer that it kind of blows people away. But I'll get to that in a second. If you're watching this video right now, you're not familiar who I am. I'm Dr. Marquell Russell. I'm the King of Client Attraction, the CEO and co-founder of Client Attraction University, one of Inc. 5000's fastest growing companies, and we've helped our clients to date do over $1 billion in revenue. And we're just getting warmed up because our mission is to help 1 million black service business owners add an extra million to their annual revenue, which adds $1 trillion to the global economy. And one of the ways we're actually going to fulfill that mission is by creating content just like you're watching right now. So let's go ahead and get right back into it. So what were the 5 transferable skills that in case you don't know, I dropped out of high school in 10th grade, got a 9th grade education, started selling drugs early on. And that kind of snowballed to going to jail, all different type of stuff that come with that, right? So a lot of times people ask me, okay, what were the transferable skills? And the answer is all of the skills were transferable, all of them. So what do you mean, Marquell? Well, number one, if you're selling drugs, obviously, that's the hardest game to have success in. So, of course, if you're going to sell, you got to understand sales. So you got to have basic sales skills. That's number one. Number two, you got to know marketing, right? You got to know how to attract people to you to actually convert individuals into customers, okay? So, and of course, because it's a lot of different options. It's not like you're the only option. So especially depending on where you live, like there's probably the options could be plentiful. So it's like you got to have marketing that actually attracts people to you. Number three, number three was branding, right? So branding is, so I'm gonna give you a real example. So let's say, for example, if somebody's like, okay, let's say the drug of choice is weed, right? So some people know, okay, this person has the best weed, but it's gonna cost a little bit more, right? This person weed, it's okay, but you can get a lot of it for less, right? Based on what people know, branding is simply what are people saying about you when you aren't in the room, right? So if they're saying, okay, you got the best weed, but it's gonna cost more, boom. If they're saying it's not so good, but you can get a lot, that's branding, right? So you gotta understand branding. Also leadership, because especially if you have like a team, right? And you're growing together and you kind of build an organization, so to speak, you gotta have some level of leadership skills. Also, you gotta understand data and metrics because things weigh, so you gotta know what should be weighing right so that way you can kind of see your money. This should weigh this on the scale, this should weigh this on the scale, all the way down to the bag weighs this, all that type of stuff, right? I actually learned a lot of metrics that we learned in school. I actually didn't learn until I got to the game, like how many pounds, I mean, ounces is in the pound, and how many grams an ounce, all this different type of stuff, right? So all that was transferable, okay? Also, what else? One thing that helps you become is very okay with risk, right? So a lot of people are very timid, and they try to eliminate risk, but I was able to deal with risk, and I basically took penitentiary chances pretty much every day. And I was in a very high risk environment. So that helps me when it comes to entrepreneurship. A lot of things that people would try to avoid from a risk standpoint, I woke up every day and lived that, right? So I was used to dealing with that type of tension and dealing with those type of things every single day. So that equipped me as an entrepreneur. Also critical thinking, because you got to be on your toes. Anything can happen really quickly. It's like, you got to be watching this person. You got to be watching this person. You got to be watching the person that's supposed to be watching you. So you got that heightened awareness from a critical thinking standpoint, and also thinking strategic and moving new out, and also developing relationships as well. Developing relationships is very, very important. So all those skills were transferable from the streets, and I've used that in a legitimate business and leveraged that to actually build from scratch. I'm one of Inc. 5000's fastest growing companies, and also help our clients to over $1 billion in revenue.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.